The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Mother's Day weekend, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell. And of course, we are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Hi, Robin.
Hello there.
Big Mother's Day plans?
Not really. I mean, just going to have a cookout with the kids and Scott, which is just nice, you know, relaxing. It's been so busy. Work has been so busy. Oh, my goodness. I think the last time I checked with Brian, we are up to 125 transactions the team for the year. No, I mean, it is nuts. Yeah. Honestly, we got the report. Our company is pretty big. You know that. And there are a lot of teams and a lot of agents at RE/MAX Results. I think I've said this before on the air, but, you know, when you own a RE/MAX, it's like owning a Dairy Queen or any other franchise. And most people who own a RE/MAX own like one office. Some of the more successful ones might have two, three, or four offices. Our broker has 43 offices.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he has, now this is that's not even the most impressive part. So he has like 1400 agents. So we're a big, big force in real estate in, you know, Minnesota and Wisconsin, right? But of all the RE/MAX companies, which is a lot of them across the nation, we won number one for most production per agent. So we're the ones who sell the most. So that's
work your tails off.
That says a lot. But then check this out. We have a couple of teams that there's no way we could beat. Christina and Kirby are just an awesome. They're just a force to be reckoned with. But they also have like 50 agents. So, you know, we have 9 full-time agents. We can't hardly compete with 50 agents. We're never good. As a matter of fact, I saw on their Facebook that they did like 114 transactions in the month of April, something like that. So, I mean, they're the bomb, right?
Are they in the Twin Cities?
They are in the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah, yes. That makes it, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second place team is a group of young men who sell a lot, quite a bit of commercial business. So, you know, the price tags are a lot higher on commercial. But we, and that's in the cities as well, but we finished the first quarter as the third place team in the RE/MAX Results franchise, which of course makes us the first place team in all of, you know, out of the Rochester office, but then also out of all of Southeast Minnesota. So, I mean, we are actually just really doing great. I think I am literally tracking with production, volume, number of sales with my best year in the business in 25 years. So for all of you people out there that are hearing that the real estate market is really bad and it's really slow and nobody's buying or nobody's selling, no, that is not the truth. That is simply not the truth. And granted, I mean, have we seen markets where things have flown off the shelves a lot faster, you know, for sale sign one day, sold sign the next day? Of course we have. But we've talked about this and talked about this. That was all related directly to the pandemic, to the crazy, crazy once in a lifetime low interest rates. And it was just an anomaly. That's what it was.
So was your best year during the pandemic?
My best year was during the pandemic. So, yes, it was.
So in other words, if you take that out, that anomaly out, this is your best year ever.
Correct. Correct. That is a great way to look at it. So, and then there's always the people who say, well, yeah, but thank God you're having a good start because the end of the year might fizzle out. It might slow down. I'm not looking forward. I'm not counting on that. I am predicting it's just going to be a fabulous year all the way through. And it's because we put our nose to the grindstone. We understand that people are going to buy and sell houses no matter what is going on. And we want to make sure that they choose us to work with because, yes, there might not be as many transactions. There might not be as many buyers out there. But as long as we are getting our fair share, we're going to do just great. And we don't have any problem getting our fair share. So
And we've pointed this out before. I mean, it's not just you who've said this. It's,
no, of course.
The Rochester market is insulated from a lot of these national economic trends.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And that now encompasses pretty much all of southeastern Minnesota because.
Yes, it does. Because we're spreading.
We all know
out.
Why, right?
Yep. We're spreading out. And, you know, a lot more people are saying it used to be when I was just starting in real estate, I hear a lot of people say, I want to stay right in Rochester. I want to be in Rochester. Okay, maybe I'll go as far out as Byron because that doesn't seem that far. Maybe I would go to Orinoco. Now it's like, I'll go to Pine Island. I'll go to, you know, they'll go all the way out to Dodge Center. You know, they'll go each direction further and further because, well, a lot of people are working from home, so it's not as important about how long it takes them to get to work. But B, it's less expensive sometimes to live a little further out. And some people just want that sense of a smaller, quieter, you know, community.
You know, if you came from a much larger city as well, you know, by comparison, the Twin Cities, if you live in Burnsville and work in Minneapolis, the distances and travel times are even longer than they would be if you lived in Cassin.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true. I mean, come on. I can drive from Wabasha to Rochester to my office without rushing, without speeding, door to door in less than 50 minutes. You know what? It's a few phone calls and a couple of text messages. Oh, and I'm not driving while I'm doing that. Scott's driving, so don't anybody panic. And then I'm here, right?
Yeah. So.
Not a problem.
And I know you're right because 25 years ago, we all, you don't want to live, you know, outside the city. It's too long of a drive.
Right.
And from where I live to the Menards North, that's a 20-minute drive now just within the city.
Yeah. It can be, traffic. And people say traffic, you don't get any traffic. But with our traffic, it can take a little bit to get across town now.
Yeah. So you know,
the whole purpose of Circle Drive was you'd circle the city, right? So you could circle around in a quick hurry. Now it's like, it should be renamed to like Middle Road Drive because there's about as much on the outside of it as there is on the inside of it.
Oh, yeah. You and I are old enough to remember when they put that in and the idea was there were never going to be any stoplights along that road. It was going to be a thoroughfare.
That
did not last very long.
Yeah. Nope. That did not last very long, which is a good thing. That means our city is growing and thriving. And for real estate, growing and thriving are two words that we like to hear for sure.
Well, you think you're either growing or you're shrinking. You'd much rather be growing.
Yes, absolutely. Even though people say, oh, I don't want Rochester to get any bigger. And I'm like, well, think about what happens if we don't. Right?
I know. Yeah. Everybody's resistant to change. That's just human nature.
It is. It is indeed.
Well, I know you have a market report, but why don't we take a quick break and then we'll dive into that, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. Robin Gwaltney is here. Gwaltney Group Remax Results. News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96AM.com. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And you have the market report, Robin.
I do, and it's pretty new. It was just put out on Thursday of this past week, so a few days ago. All right, so let's take a look at it. Currently, there are 334 sales pending in the market overall and leaving 305 listings still for sale.
I know what that means.
Yep. That means it's a 52.3% ratio. So we've been seeing right around that 50%. It actually was 48%, 49%, 50%, we're inching our way up. And the higher the number, the more favorable that is for sellers. Okay, so 50% means it's just as good to be a buyer as it is to be a seller. Nobody's at an advantage.
A balanced market.
Balanced market. As the pending ratio gets higher, then that means that there is a bigger demand for the listings and that they're going to sell quicker, they're going to bring higher prices, all of the things. So 52.3 is still pretty darn close to balanced, but things are tipping in the favor of the sellers. Okay, that's what that means.
Yeah, it was, what, 3-4 months ago, that number was in the upper 30s.
Exactly. So it's definitely, we've definitely been watching it go up. So, all right. Taking a closer look, I can tell you that the 300 to 400 price range has the biggest number of contracts pending. Okay. And there are also quite a few properties still for sale. There's 53 properties still for sale between 300 and 400. The median list price of everything that's on the market today is $509,900.
Wow.
All right. Okay. I know it just gets higher and higher, doesn't it? A total of 701 contracts have closed in the last 6 months. As tired as I am some nights, I feel like we did 500 of them, but we didn't. Just 120. But I'm telling you.
Okay. And that number is edging up too, if it's a six-month window. Yeah.
Yes, it is. So the median sold price in those last 6 months has been 327. All right. So right now, if I look at most of the houses that sold, they were between of those 701 contracts. Most of them were between 200 and 300. And of course, that's always a spring thing. It's just always a hot price point. It's where most of our first time home buyers fall into play. Also, there's a total of 181 listings that were listed during that time frame that did not sell. And I mean, people say to me, well, why? You know, why didn't those houses sell? Maybe because they were priced too high. Maybe they were not marketed adequately. Maybe the property was just in really poor condition. Or sometimes it's just that the seller has second thoughts and they decide they don't want to sell.
And just that number always seems to be somewhere between 160 and 180.
Yeah, it just kind of stays the same. And I will also say that right now, if you are still shopping in that 200 to 300 price range, there are currently 35 properties. Maybe there'll be some more coming on the market today. We've kind of seen new listings come on every Saturday, sometimes every Friday, but Friday or Saturday, we've usually been getting some new listings, which is definitely a good thing. Days on market. Let me take a look at that. So the active listings that we have right now have been on the market a median days of 42. All right. That's all of them.
Okay.
So some of them might have been sitting there, you know, like there might be a $2 million house that's been sitting on the market for 70 days. That's going to be used in the averaging it out. All right. So the average or median market time has been 42 days. And if I analyze the sold properties for the last 6 months, that shows me that the median sold price of 327 sold in 21 days.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, that's why when people say, oh, these houses have been sitting along, or I had an agent call me this week, and she's a very nice agent, but newer. And she brought me a pretty low offer. And I was like, oh my goodness, I hope this was the buyer's idea, not yours. And she goes, well, that house has been on the market a long time. And I thought, has it? Maybe I've lost track of time. So I looked it up and had been on the market 20 days. And I'm like, oh dear God. Yep, 20 days. You might want to know your stats and know the facts and know that 20 days is not a long time in today's market, or really in my 25 years in most markets, that was not a long time. There was a brief little market where that would have been a long time, but it's not the norm, guys, not the norm. So anyway, the median sold price for the last 30 days, well, the last 30 days has been mostly residence buying, was 334.6 with 11 days on the market. Well, that's because they fly in, they buy a house, they go, right? So they get to business and it really, and everybody strategically was putting their houses on the market knowing that the residents were coming to town to buy. So there are still residents out there buying, but the closer we get to their start date, that number will dwindle off quickly because once we get into June, if they haven't bought, the majority will then be renting. Okay. So, I mean, they're trying to buy. Since the recent days on market is less than the median days on market in the past 6 months, that is another positive indicator for demand. So, I mean, obviously the market is going to fluctuate. There are going to be things that are going to change, like the influx of the residents. I mean, it's just important to understand the market, what makes it work the way it works. And if you ever have questions about why is it that this happened or that happened, just call me because that's what I love to talk about. I mean, I know this data from like right from the top of my head because this is what I do. I eat, I sleep, I breathe real estate, right? So the median list to sales ratio in our area, do you want to take a guess at this one, Andy?
Okay. Say the term again so I can.
All right. So if I have a house listed for $300,000,
okay,
what percentage is it going to sell for?
That's what I thought you were asking.
Yeah.
102%.
You are so good. It's actually 101.6%.
Ah, I was close.
So you were very close. So, you know, the bottom line is, people, what that means is when houses are priced right, we're still getting what we're asking. Okay. So it's not like, oh, geez, the house has been on the market 20 days, which is below the median. I think I'll come in, 10, 15% under ask. Yeah, no, it's not going to fly. So just make sure you've got somebody guiding you that knows the market, understands the market.
And as you pointed out in the past, that where you could do that is if somebody came in and overpriced.
Bingo.
They put the value above what it should be.
Bingo. If it's overpriced, it's going to come down. Either someone's going to just respond to your low offer or they're going to sit and wait and let the market show them that it's not going to sell at their price. And that kind of skews our numbers for days on market and stuff. But if you are working with someone that does understand the market, they are going to be able to quickly tell you if the house is priced right or if it's overpriced, or even sometimes, ooh, wow, they came in really low on this one. I think they're looking for a bidding war. So as long as you're working with an agent that understands this, you know, knows the data and can tell you, then you know how to approach your offer. Like, okay, this is going to be, we're going to be one of six offers, or we're going to be one of 10 offers. We're going to have to go substantially over. We're going to have to make our terms as strong as we can. Or, ooh, boy, no one's paying this much for this house. We can come in pretty much under and still have a very good shot at it, right?
How do you deal with the seller if you're representing the seller and they're that person who says, this is what I want to list to that?
Do you want to know how I do personally?
Yeah.
I say, I wish you luck, sir. And okay. I'm not the realtor for you because I'm not going, and I'm not saying that I've never had a listing that didn't have to have a price reduction or didn't sell for a little less. But I think if I look at all my listings over the span of my time, I've got a pretty good track record. I probably sell for about 98.5 or 99% of my list to sale price overall. And that includes my over $1 million listings,
right?
You know, all of them. So in a lot of, that's a huge number. And so, I mean, I do a pretty good job of pricing them, but when I have a seller and I say, all right, I think your house is going to sell somewhere between $550 and $560. If you want to get it sold really quickly and possibly even get into a bidding war, we can go with the $550 number. If you really want to try to get $560 and you don't mind sitting out there on the market for 30 days or so and then closing another 30 days less, we can do that. So what plan would you like to go? If they say, oh, no, I need to sell my house for $600, that's when I would say, good luck to you, sir.
Okay.
Find another realtor. If they said, oh, geez, Robin, I was really hoping we could try $575. You know, it's not crazy. I'll look them in the eye and say, all right, you know what? You're the owner. You get to call the shots. Let's try it. But I want you to make yourself a note. Robin suggested this price, you know, or I just want you to remember when you get frustrated, we don't get enough showings or we start getting feedback saying overpriced, overpriced. I don't want you to forget that this is the way I advise you. And then they're usually really good about that. And if they say, okay, that's fine, I understand that, but can we try it that way for a couple of weeks? Of course we can. It's your house. You call the shots. But if it's a ridiculous overprice, yeah, no, we're not going there.
Okay. We got to take a quick break, Robin. We'll do that. Come right back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM, Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. And we've been going through the very latest data on the southeastern Minnesota housing or real estate market. What else is in that report, Robin?
So the one thing that people are often interested in is the absorption rate. Yes. So in other words, we've got how much inventory? How long will it last? Let's say we don't have anybody else decide to list their house this year. That's it. They're all out there. What you see is what you get. It would take 2.5 months, and then we'd be all done selling houses at the rate we've been selling them in the last 6 months. So we've got 2.5 months worth of inventory. And with that being said, that is, again, showing that the demand is pretty high, right? It also indicates that there's not as many houses on the market as we've had in some markets, but clearly more than we had last year at this time. So we still got a pretty low absorption rate. 2.5 months worth of inventory is not a lot.
A healthy market.
A healthy, healthy market. So there you go. I mean, again, if you have any further questions or more details, and what I was talking about right now was Rochester proper. Sometimes I have people call me and say, well, how does it look over in Wabasha? Or how does it look over in St. Charles? Or what can you tell me about what's going on in Stuartville? But that is all data that I have at my fingertips and can answer those questions for you no matter what market you are in. So never hesitate to call me if you want something more specific about your own neighborhood or even your house in general for that matter.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. So should we talk
about listings?
Yeah. Let's talk about some listings that we have. We have one at 606 11th Avenue Southeast, and this one is 3 beds, 3 baths, and it's an older house. It's an old house. It was built in 1914, but it's a super cute house, and this one is listed for $242,500.
Well, there you go. That's the Slatterly Park area, right?
Correct. Correct. And this one is not as old, but this one was built in 1939, and it is a 2-bed, 1-bath, cute little house. It's a total of 790 square feet, just a little dollhouse. And this one is $229,900. So if you're looking for a cute little affordable house, that one, and it's got a 2-car garage to boot.
Hey, well, that'd be perfect for the single person. Just yes, starting out? Is. Absolutely perfect.
Or some young or new, I don't even have to, they don't even have to be young, but newly married couple who like to be really close to each other all day long. All right. And then we've got one at 1787 36th Avenue Southeast. And this one is a 4-bed, 2-bath. And it is a 2-car garage, a total square foot of 1,992, built in 1986, sits on a 1/2 acre, and it's $345,000. So a lot of affordable stuff, which is always good. This one, I honestly thought it would sell the first day on the market. Now, it's only been on the market a couple of days, but I'm surprised it's still available. And this is 4004 30th Street Southeast. I think I talked about it last week as a coming soon. It was built in 1952. It sits on 5 acres. It has a total of 2,300 square feet. It's got a 3-car garage that's meticulous. It's got another barn that's meticulous. It's got another, I don't know what you'd call it, outbuilding shed. Everything on this little 5-acre hobby farm is absolutely pristine condition. I mean, This homeowner has kept such good care of it, and it is only $439,000.
Are you kidding me for all of that?
Yes. So, and it was recently annexed into the city. So, used to be that she had 3 horses. Now that it's in the city limits, that was not grandfathered in. But I did talk to a guy at the city, and he said there have been people that live out there that have asked for variances to have a horse or, you know, whatever it is that they want. And you're not going to have a full-blown farm or anything. It's 5 acres, right? But with a variance, with approval of the neighbors, things can still be approved. It's just not guaranteed. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for somebody. But even if you just want a little peace and quiet that's really close to town and you want to have big gardens or some chickens or goats, I don't know. But it's nice. Kids? I don't know. Whatever you want to have when you live on 5 acres.
Take care of the 5 acres of grass, that's for sure.
Yeah, you won't have to mow it. All right. And then one other one that I would like to highlight today is 2395 18th Avenue Southwest. And that one is a 4-bed, 3-bath, 2,443 square feet. It was built in 1983, and it sits on 2.5 acres, and that one is 5355. So all of those listings today, that's the highest one, 535,000. So 5 very affordable, very nice listings that I am proud to bring to you today.
They all sound interesting, that's for sure.
And that one out in Marvell sold. Hallelujah. That was such a nice big lot and a big shed.
I remember you talking about that, that's for sure. And I was amazed. All right. So if any of those properties interest you? Or if you're just interested in buying or selling, how do they get a hold of Robin Gwaltney?
Absolutely. My cell phone is always right next to me. And believe me, I answer it when it rings. The only time I don't is if I'm talking to somebody else, leave me a message, and I promise you I will call you back. And that number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, and same to all the mothers out there listening. Thanks so much, Andy.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.